Hello, good morning. This is Sunday, the 29th of March 2020. It's lovely to be able to gather together in this way. We trust that God will draw near to us and God will bless us. Hope you've been able to get up in time. Feels like we've lost 1 hour of sleep, but it's just that our clocks have been put forward. Well, let's begin this time of worship with prayer. Let's join our hearts together and bow our heads and seek the Lord in prayer. Eternal God and blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are God, that you reign. We thank you that you're upon the throne. We thank you that our lives are safe in you. We thank you that this day, as we come to worship you, the day when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we can proclaim his victory. We thank you that we have the word of life not only in our hands, but we have the word in our hearts, for Christ has come to dwell in us. And Father, as we seek you this morning, we pray that you will give us ears to hear what you are saying to us. We realise, Lord, that there is no greater thing than knowing the Lord Jesus and being part of your family. We pray, Father, for any who are outside of the kingdom of God, any who might be listening to this message who do not know the Saviour. We ask, Heavenly Father, that even this day they might come to an understanding of what it is to follow Christ, and that they might turn from sin and turn to him. Lord, this day we remember our world. We pray, Lord, for the nations of the world. We think particularly of Italy at the moment, with so many sufferers of coronavirus, so many people grieving over the loss of many of loved ones, so many doctors and nurses under immense pressure, governments wondering what to do and what decisions to take next. We pray, O Lord, that you'd have mercy upon that nation of Italy. We think of Spain in a similar situation, and we think of the escalation in the United States and others. And, oh Lord, we pray that in your mercy that you would, Lord, step in. We pray that this evil, this curse of coronavirus, Lord, would even be used for good, that it might be a mercy to the nations, a wake-up call, and that through it many will turn to you and believe. Father, we pray for those in our church and our friends who are frontline workers, Lord. We pray that you would watch over them, that you would bless them, that you would use them at this time, that you would take all fear away from them. We pray for any who are isolated, Lord, and feeling very alone in their homes at this time. Lord, would you draw near to them? Would you encourage them? Would you strengthen them? And, oh God in heaven, we pray now that we might, Lord, pray for one another as we hear your word, join together in the singing of hymns, even in our own homes, that we would take it seriously to pray to you, to intercede for the world, to pray for one another at this hour of worship. Father, we just thank you that you are a good God. Cleanse us, Lord, from our sins. Lord, there are things that grieve our hearts, Lord, and if they grieve our hearts, Lord, how much more do they grieve your heart? Father, we pray that you'll cleanse us afresh and help us, Lord, to walk in holiness and to love you and to serve you all our days. Father in heaven, we commit this time to you now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, please would you open your Bible with me. We're going to turn to Luke's Gospel, chapter 14, and we're reading from verse 25 to verse 33. Luke chapter 14, beginning to read at verse 25, and then we'll have a second reading in Luke chapter 9. These are very hard-hitting verses. These are verses that strike to the core of our being. But I trust that God would use these verses as a reminder to us of what it really means to follow the Lord Jesus, and use it to speak to the hearts of any who do not yet know him. We read this. Now great multitudes went with him, that's the Lord Jesus, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest After he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, "This man began to build and was not able to finish." Or, "What king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other